Louise Saunders with you on ABC Radio, right around Tasmania on this Thursday afternoon. Target and now Kmart have responded to some online petitioning and have removed the game Grand Theft Auto 5 from their shelves. It's been out for a while, but re-released with the release of the new gaming equipment. And the campaign received a fair bit of attention in the media and also a fairly big number of signatures. It is for adults. It's an R-rated version of the game under the new classifications now permitted in Australia. But what's it all about? And I guess the way in which people are responding to it. With me is IT journalist and commentator Stilgherrian. Stilgherrian, good afternoon.
Hi, Louise.
Did this one come out of the blue a bit, do you think?
No, to be honest. There has been a theme developing online and a campaign developing online over recent months looking at the portrayal of women in video games. And it's fair to say that in many video games, and I won't say most, but many, that there is a sense of treating women as objects in the game and as passive, you know, damsels to be rescued or in some cases, prostitutes to be raped or whatever it might be, rather than being agents in their own right. And in many video games, you can play only as male characters. There are no female forms you can take on to play. And there has been a huge amount of media interest and discussion within the gaming community about these issues of how women are portrayed in games. So the Grand Theft Auto games are really, they're such big sellers. They obviously become a target in this, in the same way that when anyone wants to complain about the fast food industry, they'll pick McDonald's. You know, they're the obvious post-child of the industry. So, you know, I'm not surprised that it's happened. I'm kind of surprised that major retailers have caved into public pressure, because when you've got 41,000 signatures on a petition and all of the online news outlets are calling you evil people for selling an evil game, then, you know, you need to make a commercial decision. And neither Target or Kmart, let's say, are hardcore game industry shops, you know, they're general stores, and choosing not to sell one specific game isn't going to make a big difference to their bottom line.
No, there are two issues here, really, aren't there? The one is the game itself and the discussion over that, and the other is the way in which social media can have an impact on a major retailer, which is probably more interested in getting mums and dads in to buy Christmas presents than a few screaming gamers who are upset, who probably got the game elsewhere.
It's interesting that someone posted online earlier a picture of the Target catalog, and they showed Grand Theft Auto, which, as you said before, is an R18 plus rated game for adults only, on the same page as Peppa Pig and Spider-Man dolls. So it's kind of like, hang on, these are not the same thing here. One is adult entertainment and one is stuff for kids.
No, and that raises an issue I think perhaps some people may not be addressing. And I notice even in comments on one of the ABC stories on this from an academic who says she's been warning for some time about the human brain and the way in which we rewire it as to why children and parents are making the decision that this is acceptable for a 12 to 17-year-old to play.
Yeah, look, I'm tempted to pick up something that another tech journalist, Alex Kidman, said today. If you are letting your kids play R18 plus games, then maybe you're not doing this parenting thing right. I mean, that's why we have a classification system. That's why games are assessed by the Office of Film and Literature Classification, and they look at what happens in the game, and they say quite clearly, this is R18 plus. This is for adults. This is for, you know, people will check their ID when they try and buy the game. So if kids are playing it, they've got hold of it somehow, I mean, maybe without their parents' approval, because kids are kids. Mm. Kids get hold of stuff, you know. It's the same way that, you know, no one under 18 manages to get a drink of beer, do they?
No, never. Doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. But it does raise that question. If we have a system which labels things and says, you know, this is who it's suitable for, this is adult entertainment, then you know, when people look at the wording of the petition, and certainly some people in the gaming industry said, you know, the game's about indoctrinating boys. And they go, well, wait, hold on here. No, it's not. It's adult entertainment.
Still, Gary, the other issue too, and perhaps it does give rise to the question that if it has been through the categorisation by the classification board, whether their assessment is out of line with the adult community expectations of the way in which we cover or encourage people to see women and gender roles.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because this came up in the whole internet censorship debate back between 2007 and 2009 or so as well. The whole question of what is the community standard? And obviously, that's a pretty wide spectrum. There are some people at one end who will say anything goes, freedom of speech. And at the other end, there are people who will say that, you know, we need to take a moral view of what happens in society and we need to provide guidance and we need to prevent moral decay and so on. And obviously, reality is somewhere in the middle there. But I have always been impressed with the Office of Film and Literature Classification in having a very even-handed and broad spectrum of people who are making these decisions. And, you know, I would warn against the process of picking one game. I mean, out of all of the hundreds of games that are released each year and hundreds of films and whatever, this one game seems to attract so much attention. There's always that difference between promoting violence against women or just depicting it. I mean, we have films depicting mass murder. We have films depicting robbery and muggings and all sorts of things. But depicting something is not necessarily promoting it or approving of it. And then you know, I've got to throw another little curly one into the equation. Do we actually have any evidence to suggest that the playing of games changes people to make them more violent? The jury is very much out on that.
Mm. There are instances cited in which crimes are allegedly committed, not necessarily related to this, but influenced by behavioural influences from movies and so on. But do you think that remains, I guess, anecdotally to be explored in a legal forum rather than to be applied broadly?
I think so. I mean, you're right when we say that there are anecdotes because of that, because we see someone like who's committed a mass shooting, say, and then we'll always see the news reports to say, oh, but in their home there were videos for all these violent movies and this, that, and so on. And, well, yes, you're not demonstrating an actual cause here. It's very easy to be shocked by some sort of violent incident, which are, you know, they're very rare things. You know, that most of the time the world continues as it should. I always come back to the message that I've seen some lobbyists point out. They said, we've had the internet for a generation now. We've had video games for a generation and a half. Crime statistics are going down. You know, there is actually no increase in crime that matches an increase in playing video games or using the internet. So I think what we're seeing is that we have now a globalized media system so that as soon as any particularly violent crime or, you know, a shooting incident, a disturbing rape or something happens, that now becomes global news, whereas previously we would have never heard about it. The world is actually a safer place than ever before. This is a whole separate issue, of course.
Well, it is, and it gets into the
things in games.
Well, also feeding the internet and feeding the news cycle too becomes a different paradigm too. Now that we're relying on this, and I guess it's one of the reasons we're talking about it. And just to go back to Kmart and Target again,
We're all puppets, Louise. We're all puppets to the system.
So it seems. Good to talk to you about it this afternoon. I'd be interested to know whether, as you say, very few people probably buy the games at Target and Kmart anyway, but whether it affects sales or just sends more people out to buy it who weren't aware it was there.
Yeah, and as you say, this particular game has actually been out, a year or so now. It's just refreshing for the new hardware cycle for Christmas. It's no skin off the nose of Kmart or Target, and they've defused a very ugly public relations situation, so all power to them.
Seems like it. Good to talk to you this afternoon. Thanks, Dilgarian.
Cheers, Louise.
Thank you. Still, Gary, and he writes for the drum. You'll see his work there on the ABC website. Tweets regularly as well. 936 ABC Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.